All right. Hello, and welcome to the From Ground to Great show, a business, aviation, and personal growth podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Ruiz Jimenez, and today your guest is me. I've been wanting to do an introductory or just kind of an episode where you get to know who I am, my background, where I come from, and the reason I do what I do. So I grew up in Davis, California, and I've been here for a long time. The only time I pretty much haven't been here is either traveling or in Florida, which we'll talk about in a bit. So grew up in Davis, California, went through their educational program, elementary school through high school. The cool thing about Davis, if you that name rings a bell, is that it's a town in UC, as a part of UC Davis, the university. So there's a lot of university and college kids that will bike around, really famous for biking and agriculture as well, because that's how our town started off, because Mr. Davis owned a lot of agricultural land. So it ended up, you know, turning a lot into what we see today, which is part of the school. So because of this background or environment, everyone was very academically, not inclined, but definitely that too, but motivated to want to go to a higher education or seek probably something closer to the STEM-related fields or, you know, it was competitive. People were always worried about their grades, or their parents were worried about their grades, so they always wanted them to, you know, do their best and always get the highest grade. I was lucky enough where my parents didn't really care about that too much. I definitely didn't try as hard as I could have from up till high school and high school too. But I definitely did a lot of extracurricular activities, but I'm really thankful that my parents never pushed me to want to do something that I never wanted to do. But they always encouraged me to try new things. So I was definitely in a lot of sports growing up. Tried pretty much any sport you can think of except for football, for obvious reasons. I guess you guys, many of you might not see me, but pretty on the slim side. But the real path to kind of where I started wanting to grow and personal development kind of came into my life was my high school, I believe it was my junior year, and I just felt like this is a time for, if you've already experienced this or are going to experience it through high school, your junior year is where your best grades are going to happen because you're taking your SAT score, you're looking and applying for colleges, and it's pretty stressful for a lot of people. It wasn't too stressful for me. I didn't really didn't really mind that much, but I did know that I needed to find something that I wanted to do. And a lot of the extracurricular activities I did included Boy Scouts. So through that, I definitely got kind of a sense of wanting to become a good individual, someone that wanted to give back to the community, had good morals, and was a that had servant leadership towards others and just wanted to help and contribute. But really it's a sense of finding a purpose where you can give back to your community and always becoming a better individual and becoming a better part of yourself. So throughout this journey, a lot of my mentors throughout the program, they were in aviation. So I want to say three or four were pilots, and I was like, okay, everyone here is really stressed about wanting to go to college and this. What am I going to do? And so I decided to enroll into Sacramento City College while still in high school and try to get my private pilot license. At the same time, though, as doing this, a little bit before, actually, I picked up my first personal development book. It was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Probably the best first book you can pick up. I recommend it to anybody. And luckily my mentors, they, especially my scout master, he read it. And I believe he was the one who influenced me to buy the book or get it actually from the library. I don't think I would have been able to hear the name just on my own or find out that book on my own, except it's very popular now in the personal growth space. So throughout this book, Think and Grow Rich, you're able to just learn that you're able to create the reality that's in front of you. And it all starts from within, the inside. And this, to me, is so important because a lot of people will let external factors come and kind of control the way people think or, you know, yourself. And it's really important, especially in the book, it says that we create our realities. We're the ones really that dictate what goes on in our lives. And a lot of the times, you know, I understand you can't really control what happens, but you can control how you react to it. And we've talked a lot about this a lot in a lot of different podcasts. Your attitude towards it, your positivity, your optimism, your outlook, all of this is influenced by you. You know, you can have two people and have a circumstance happen to them. And if they have different mindsets, which most people do, they're going to do different things and have different outcomes from that same experience that they had. A really good story that I like to mention is there is two sons, and they live in a household where their father is an alcoholic. And you ask one of them 20 years later, that's really successful, made a name for himself. And he's like, well, why are you so successful? And how was it that you became the person that you are today? And he says, well, my dad was an alcoholic, and I said not to truck, you know, touch it. Any alcohol. And that's what he needed in his life in order to succeed. Now you ask the other son, hey, so what happened, dude? Like your other brother, he's really successful, and you know, you're very not successful. You know, you made all the wrong decisions, and what happened? He was like, well, you know, my dad was an alcoholic, so I didn't really know what else was better out there for me to do except to just drink. So this really gives you a clear example of how two different people with two different mindsets with the same event have different outcomes. And it's really important to realize this, especially when I think nowadays people get really trapped where a lot of stuff that happens to them, they just accept it as a reality, and they don't decide to do anything with what I like to think an opportunity has given them. I've noticed through talking to a lot of people that have gone through a lot of hardships, especially that are successful now. Most of them, I think, are successful now. I think it's because it comes from a need and a drive of needing to find ways to not stay in the same water, in a sense, or stay in the same body of water, and need to push through instead of letting the current, you know, take you. You find a different way, different alternatives, and be creative in order to get out of that certain circumstance. And I think that's really what it comes. I think it's creativity, and it comes with the mind and how you choose to go through different stuff. So that's what the book, part of it, really talks about. And then it helps you form and structure a vision. So my original vision was to become a pilot. So I was originally wanting to join the airlines, and you'd have this vision that you'd write out and everything, and you would repeat it to yourself. And there was different little steps that you can follow. And really, this, it doesn't really matter what you wrote on the piece of paper, but it's really about practicing with your mind that whether you believe something is true or not, you can input what goes into your mind. Like what you listen to, like this podcast, the music, what you eat, the friends you surround yourself with, that all really heavily impacts how you think. And people don't realize that. And really the most immediate impact really is the people that you hang out with. It's so important to just find and sometimes have to cut really good friends out of your life. Maybe if they're jealous, maybe if they're just not on the same pace as you, which really sucks, and it happens more than people, you know, think, that one might be really motivated and the other one might not be in a certain space that you want to achieve and, you know, just go out of phase. And I think a lot of people experience this coming out of high school, which sucks. It really does suck. But as you go on through the book, it gives you kind of these different steps you can take to really emphasize that and create a flashlight in your mind where you can actually point a spotlight and search and look for the certain things that you want in your life and these patterns and these habits and how to do that. So it's a great beginning book. The next book that I read was How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And that was a great book too. So you have a path in mind. You have a vision because you read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. So now it's being able to, probably the flashlight or the spotlight, spotlight is a better word, in your head that you've created to be able to find that vision and make it a reality, will probably lead you to different books, which in this case, it led me to that, to How to Win Friends and Influence People. And that book really is about networking and realizing that, you know, when it comes to business, you need to be able to hang out and hang with other people that are in the same page as you to grow and to make stuff done, you know? I mean, that's how the world works. Unfortunately, they don't really teach that in school. Like, a lot of group projects, a lot of people, some people won't be doing a lot of work, or one person will be doing all the work, or it's just not encouraged, or it's competitive. Sometimes tests are individual, which not that's not really what real life is like once you get out of school. It really is about being able to know the right people to get the stuff done that you need to get done and put them together so everything works out and you delegate these different things based on the talents of other needs that they have, and you create something that's bigger than yourself, essentially. You're creating one thing with many people, but just like how a body needs a brain and it needs hands and it needs feet, brain to make the decisions, hands to be able to create them, and the feet to get to move, you know, to move around. The same principles happen when you create and collaborate in a group or in a business. You need these kinds of people in your life that kind of click together as puzzle pieces, and it eventually forms one thing, you know, it becomes almost an entity of its own, which is really cool. So basically that's a lot of stuff that I was learning at the time. While I was still in junior high, while I was in high school, some of it is influenced now, but from what I've been reading. But yeah, I've been going through my private pilot license. Then everyone was kind of grinding towards wanting to go to a higher education college. I was able to do private ground school, and then senior year rolled around, and people were graduating. I was graduating. COVID hit. Before then, you know, I never really had a friend group. I had one friend group, but it didn't come out as well. I've noticed that for the most part, I did really well just meeting and being curious about different other people and just wanting to be friendly with everyone and never feel like I needed to belong to one certain group or another, which I think really helps in business. So graduating, I worked at a golf course, and then I started flying simultaneously at the same time, and it was great. I loved it. I ended up getting a full ride scholarship to a aircraft maintenance school in Florida. So this was in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, and it was awesome. I loved it. I saw such a big difference from, you know, that was the first time I really met people that thought the same way I did and were interested in the same things that I was interested in. And to have something like that is incredible. It's extraordinary. Especially being in a group around, surrounded people where, you know, just academics was really kind of the bigger picture for them. And nothing really more of what I was wanting to learn, which is kind of what this podcast is about, you know, aviation, business, personal growth. I was able to find all of that in Florida and more. And so that's kind of really where, and even before that, a little of that, all the building blocks of me reading all these personal development books, which is more, and if you ever meet me in person, I'll recommend you a lot of them, and I'm still continuing to read more. When you find people that think the same way as you and want to grow together, it's just such a great experience. And at least you know you're not crazy or the only one, right? So Florida is the number one place for aviation training. So I did not finish my pilot training here in Davis. I went to Florida and continued that while doing my aviation maintenance school. So I was there for 2 years and was able to get into the business aviation world, where I met a lot of people that were in business aviation. I was able to go into jets that even a jet that was experimental that wasn't even out on the market yet, which is insane. A lot of aircraft brokers, CEOs of aviation fuel companies, and a lot of recruiters or people from HR that are all here in these exhibits. It was crazy. Charters. It's such a beautiful experience just to see that, wow, this is exactly what I want to do and this people that I want to surround myself with. And it's a small world. Aviation is a small world. You'll keep seeing the same people at the same, you know, at different events that you go to in business aviation. So this is really when I knew that I wanted to not just be in aviation while maybe have a separate business on the side, but it really clicked together to kind of put these two things and find a way where I can kind of continue to grow as an individual, create a business, and keep that aviation passion that I really love and kind of, you know, encompass them all into one. So that's currently what I'm doing now. I'm back in Davis because I finished my pilot technical certificate and my aircraft mechanic certificate. So I am back in school and to get a degree. I just take general education classes, and they've been pretty good. I think all the stuff that I've learned in Florida that I've put myself through have definitely helped a lot with school. And, you know, being a straight A student now is crazy to me. I never would have thought, but now it's like really easy. Now I'm like, well, there's no excuse for me to not have good grades because I know my potential is so great. And, you know, I'll see my other peers too. And, you know, they're doing really great. But I guess it's just different where it comes that I've definitely appreciated more practical applications and skills and talents that translate more in the real world than just an academic setting, where an academic setting, I wouldn't be able to hang as well. If you get into research or higher degrees, it's like a doctorate, where, yeah, you're doing conducting your own research and everything. However, if you go out, that's a very small percentage of the world. So I've chosen to try to get more practical. I started a vending machine business with a partner of mine, and it's been great. So I've been always wanting to pursue business, continue to pursue aviation, and along with that, of course, personal growth. A lot of the lessons that I've learned is definitely working on your mindset first and vision. Even if you don't necessarily know what you want to do, just write something anyways, tell it to yourself every day. And the great thing about that is it can always change. You can always change your vision. You can always change the path that you're going. But it is better to go on a path than just to have stayed in the same place all the time. Because look at all the wealth of knowledge you've learned along the way. Always another thing that I've learned is be able to network well with people and definitely talk to people that are older than you, I think a lot of people my generation just don't take advantage of the fountain of opportunities, the well of opportunities that there are, just talking to someone and listening to their experiences, which is kind of the reason why I started this podcast. I also want to start this podcast just to have people to, maybe if they're they're in a position where they don't know what they want to do, or they're wanting to grow themselves but just don't know where to start, this is kind of the place for them. And as well as people that want to continue to grow and elevate. That's another thing I'd say. I'd say never settle for just being content. Always push yourself to do harder things. Something that I've learned recently is on the Huberman Lab podcast, which is the anterior mid-cingulate cortex, where it's pretty much the part of the brain that has to do with willpower. And you're more likely to do things that you don't want to do, that you push yourself to do anyways, if you do hard, challenging things that you don't want to do. So you can start with something small, like waking up at a certain time, going to the gym, but these are all things that you just don't like doing. If it's you like waking up early or at a certain time, then this isn't going to work for you. It has to be something that you don't want to do. And it's just so important for us, I think, to realize, to grow as individuals, is to really train your mind and make sure that you're not the one running on autopilot all the time. It's you, the one making decisions, being conscious. And I think being able to have that conversation with yourself and that dialogue of whether you wanted to wake up early in the morning or not, or when there's events that are planned out in your life that actually aren't planned out, but you have to do them anyway and they're difficult. You have to practice for that. You have to put yourself in situations that you don't want to be in order to grow and be able to, outperform. I guess another piece of advice is just continue to read. Don't just read, a lot of people like reading a lot of fiction books, and I used to a lot younger. When I was younger, I have noticed that I just want something, especially coming out of the maintenance kind of world, like something that's like an instructional, like almost like a YouTube video, right? Where it has all the steps when you look up these videos on how to do stuff. And just following those steps, it's not that hard. People have gone through the same paths as you, or even better paths. So just picking up a book and finding out, okay, what's step one? What's another rule that I need to follow? Robert Greene's a great example of this, that he has a bunch of laws for you to follow. And it's there. It's all written. If you question why you aren't where you want to be, go pick up one of these books and see what rule you're missing out on, or which one you haven't been doing. As I continue with this podcast, I hope to have people that of all levels of experience, but also high levels of experience, where they can share kind of the same tips and tricks that they have in order to, for them to become successful. And it's different for everybody. But the more you read these personal development books, the more you realize that a lot of these people that are successful have the same mindset in a similar way. They might have different approaches on how they've gotten there, but they all had some struggles with themselves that they needed to find out how to overcome in order to think the way that they think. It's not easy. We've been trained to kind of appreciate and just, which is good to appreciate how you are, but to be content is a different thing. You should always push yourself to become better, to be better, to just think so big that people will think you're crazy. I think that's really what's important, is to just go out there, and if someone thinks you're crazy for the dreams that you have to accomplish, you're probably doing something right. If people think that you'll never be able to do it, you're probably doing something right, because the world has created a lot of average. And I personally, and I hope the people that are listening to this want something more than just average in their lives. That takes work. it takes a lot of hard work. You'll have to do things that you don't want to do. Of course, stay on your own moral and ethical path. But I'm saying challenging things like maybe how you might have to lose more sleep than you'd like, or you'd have to maybe push your body to do things that you thought you know you couldn't do. That's what it takes. Or to connect with the people you thought you'd never connect with. And right now, Daniel, who is Daniel right now, is the collection of different people that I've looked up to and seen and want to become who they are and has observed how they are and try to apply those same principles that they have into my life, or, you know, the Frankenstein of what is Daniel, to be able to grow and be big and be an inspiration for others as well. So I think that's a good stopping point. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It means a lot, and we'll continue to have content out here every 2 weeks where hopefully you'll learn something that you can add to yourself, a practical tool that you can add into your everyday life. So this has been Daniel, the From Ground to Great Show, signing out.